What John Free taught me about straight photography. Chuck Jines, documenting the human experience. ChuckJines.com. Just one little soul here on earth searching for the true, the good, and the beautiful. So today I want to talk a little bit about straight photography. And I had first heard about this from John Free. Maybe a little bit of backstory. John passed away several years ago, and he was a social documentary and street photographer that lived out in Los Angeles. Before he passed away, he was able to publish a photo essay or a photo book called End of the Line, which was a project he did it back in the 70s for quite a long time, I think about 10 years, of the railroad tramps of the Los Angeles freight yards. I first heard about John, back when Eric Kim was all the rage and everything, and that's kind of how we met. I wasn't never a fan of Eric Kim, and John had made a a video about Eric Kim, kind of mocking him, because John couldn't stand Eric Kim. So I really liked that video that he made, mocking him, and I reached out to him, and we talked on the phone, and we both agreed Eric was just like a real shitty photographer, great blogger, great marketer, but John really felt that he was doing a disservice to street photography, and was an extremely poor photographer. So we kind of hit it off right away with that. He pulled the video because people were complaining about it, but that's how I first came across John, and had reached out to him, and at that time, I had a meetup group in Chicago, a street photography meetup group. And so we got to talking, and he had just embarked on doing workshops, and they weren't doing very well. And he had a real low-quality website and all that. So I see it's gone now, the website I made for him. This is just recently. It was up there a couple months ago, but they must not have paid the hosting. But anyway, I built John a really nice website and really promoted a Chicago workshop. He came out to Chicago to do a workshop, and that kind of really got his start. Things really took off for John after he came to Chicago for my meetup group for that workshop, and I built him his website. But the other thing me and John really clicked on, and what he would when he came to Chicago, he gave me a book of Harry Callahan and started to tell me about straight photography. And so straight photography back in the day was kind of a response to pictorialism. You know, in the beginning, people were trying to make their photographs look like paintings. They wanted photography to be considered an art and all that kind of stuff. So they were using a lot of soft focus, even, you know, some smearing Vaseline on the lenses and things like that. Staging the scenes in their photographs, a lot of manipulation in the dark room, artificial lighting, things like that the pictorialists were doing in order to get their photographs to look like paintings. Straight photography was kind of a movement in response to that. That was kind of like, well, we don't need our photographs to look like paintings. We need our photographs to look like photographs. And so then straight photography started. I kind of follow this as John did. And so straight photography uses natural light, sharp focus, no cropping of the photos, minimalist manipulation in Lightroom or the darkroom, and no manipulation of the subject matter. That's, you know, kind of the essence of straight photography. And I've always applied that in my street photography. I do not crop photographs. I hate that. Even like I'm going today to Walgreens to print out some for Alley Boys, the book I'm currently working on. I like to print out anything I'm considering putting into the book and lay it out on a storyline. And when I go, anytime you go to get something printed, it automatically crops the photograph. And unless you go in there and you say, you know, fit to print, and then it's going to leave a white border on two sides, which I don't mind. I can't stand crop photos. I believe in cropping, framing the photograph correct. I don't even understand cropping, really. And there's some photographers that, like, cropping is part of their routine. And to me, that's, like, really cheating. You know, learn composition. natural light. I've always been a real big one on natural light. been really strict and not manipulating the scene or the subject matters, posing photos, things like that. I've applied that into my documentary work. A lot of the street photography ethics, I guess you could say, or rules or whatever it was, you know, later transforms into some of the rules of documentary photography and photojournalism. You know, Steve McCurry got in trouble a few years back for actually using Photoshop to take entire people out of a scene, which is like a big no-no in these particular genres. Today, you know, street photography is off the rails and pretty much anything goes. And the quality of photos show and suffer because of that. But try some street photography. Try framing your photographs correctly as you're taking them, and do not crop them later. It's a great practice to get into, using natural light, not using a whole bunch of heavy post-processing and manipulations on the photo to get them to be something that they weren't. Street photography, documentary photography, street photography is about recording what is, far more than trying to create some sort of art. I think we kind of lose our way on that a lot. And so me and John agreed on a lot of those different things. We didn't agree on whether photography was an art or things like that. But John was a solid photographer. I wish his book was still available. He, I guess, only had it printed out so many copies. If he would have put it on Amazon, print on demand, it would still be available today. But that was a decent project that he did there on the railroad tramps of Los Angeles and the freight yards. And I had a good time. Both me and John shot film at the time. I pretty much shoot digital nowadays, but back then I was still shooting film, and was sad to learn that John passed away a couple years back now, I guess it's been. But I was glad to be instrumental in John's success. And you see here's a photo of John and kind of his adopted son or something, Dino. And I can't find anything on Dino. I don't know if he's still photographing. And that's me outside a central camera there on Wabash Avenue in Chicago when John came here. And then later he went to London a lot with Linda Wisdom and things like that. But he got his start in Chicago there with the workshops. And like I said, I had originally stumbled upon John when he had that mockery video of Eric Kim that I thought was absolutely fantastic. If you found value in this content, please share this blog post on your social media accounts, your photography groups and things like that. It really helps the website out a great deal at no cost to you. Also sign up for the email subscription here. It's free, and anytime I update, you will get notifications. Leave a comment down below, any of your thoughts or ideas or things that you would like to know about. Like I said, I am currently working on my second book called Alley Boys, Life on the Streets of Chicago's South Loop. It is well underway, and it's quite an undertaking, but I got that going on. And, you know, if you guys want to know about that whole process of making books, it's quite fascinating. Let me know in the comments, and we can do things like that. All right, be safe out there, and as always, do good with your camera.